Hello, this is David G, and welcome to day 18 of your 40 days of transformation. Come on, keep on going, 18 days in a row. How cool is this? It's unbelievable. We are transforming the world by transforming ourselves, connecting to the collective, awakening that archetypical collective soul within each one of us, and flowing that back out into the world in forms of metta, loving kindness. Arise, awake, approach the great and learn, like the sharp edge of a razor is that path, so the wise say, hard to tread and difficult to cross. Those immortal words are part of the Katha Upanishad, part 1, chapter 3, verse 14. And those are the words that Somerset Maugham read in the Katha Upanishad in creating the razor's edge and his magnificent journey of enlightenment. And so today, just a little bit about the razor's edge. Seems so obvious. We are on this path. Very easy for us to take something more from it than it is. It's a daily practice. It helps us connect to our most divine self. It does not make us more divine. It helps us awaken the god or goddess in embryo. It alone doesn't make us a god or goddess. There's no such thing as spiritual hierarchy. Spirituality is just a journey from your most personal individual self to your most universal self, and then flowing that sweet universality back into our awareness, back into our words, our thoughts, and our actions. And so, like the sharp edge of a razor, is that path. So the wise say, hard to tread and difficult to cross. And of course, we're so goal-oriented that we can't even embrace spirituality unless we are becoming spiritual or achieving something or attaining something. But it's the journey. Here we are, journeying through existence on this planet. And we don't cross it until we end it, till we move on from this physical, body-centered existence. And the hard to tread, well, each day, showing up to practice. It's hard to tread, but once you're there, you realize that's the most powerful aspect in the world. But we can't just meditate. We can't just sit in stillness and silence and expect that the world will become anything more than it is, except not having us involved in it. What we want to do is tap into that stillness, tap into that silence, tap into that infinite, tap into that pure, unbounded awareness, sweet consciousness, and then have it flow through us. And then when our eyes are open, not when they're closed meditating, but when our eyes are open, and we're back here with the rest of our 8 billion beings on this third rock from the sun, we get to be more loving, more intuitive, more creative, more compassionate, more forgiving, more expansive, more whole. That's how the magic happens in the integration. It's like Shavasana in a yoga class. That's why you have Shavasana. So everything you just incorporated, you can lay down and integrate. So we get to integrate every single day. We come out of meditation, and then that day is the integration. How did tapping into that stillness and silence work? So when someone says, oh, how's your meditation? You can honestly say, I judge the quality of my meditation based on how much grace and ease I flow in the world. And so let's get comfortable as we journey on this difficult and hard razor's edge. Slipping to one side, slipping to the other side, tiptoeing on the sharpest of edges. It's not so hard right now to surrender. The hard part was getting here. Now that you've shown up, you can just awaken your innocence, awaken your surrender, awaken the Buddha within, awaken your most divine self. And all you have to do is hang out here for a bit and let it happen. let that awakening unfold. You don't have to unfold it. It will just unfold. So let's close our eyes, get comfortable. Let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. Let that go. Let's do that one more time. And gently release that. Now just follow your breath in gently, in and out. Just keep breathing. Keep breathing. When your heart, when your Atman, your soul, is so quiet, is so still, you can hear the whispers of the gods. You can hear the most divine song, but you have to settle down to do it. So let's settle down. Let's use the mantra, so hum, so hum, so hum. At first, if you'd like, as you breathe in, repeat so to yourself silently. And as you exhale, silently repeat hum. And you may want to drift like that for a few moments. At a certain point, your breath will uncouple itself from the mantra. So just let go of the breath at that point. Just let it go. Release it. Don't worry about it. And just keep repeating. So hum. So hum. The mantra of manifestation. I'll watch the time and I'll ring the chime at the 10, 20, and 30 minute mark. And when you hear the three chimes at the end, just sit gently with your eyes closed. Feel free to join us for as long or short as you'd like. And we'll finish up with our metta moment. So let's begin. just sit gently with your eyes closed. And take a deep breath in. And let that go. Let's do that one more time. And gently release. And now let's seal this meditation by chanting Aum and herald our universality. Take a deep breath in. And when it feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. You can look around at those you shared this collective consciousness with. Those who you journey on the razor's edge with. And now it's time for our metta moment. I'm hoping you're loving this as much as I am. It's so great to be in stillness and silence with you. Our metta moment today is to recognize the difficult journey that everyone has outside of us. It's not just that you're having a hard time. It's not just that stuff's going on in your life. It's going on in everyone's. Different types of things, different interpretations of things, and different meanings of things, and different things. So let's not compare ourselves to anyone else's challenges, successes, triumphs, failures, struggles. Today, our metta moment is that upon speaking with someone, or listening to someone, or encountering someone, recognize that you are neither above nor below them, that the divine light in them and in you is the same, and that it's tough out there sometimes. The razor's edge, hard to tread and difficult to cross, and we all have our own version of the razor's edge. Today's a day of compassion. So recognize everybody out there is doing their best from their own level of consciousness. See if you can flow that into the world today. From the sweet spot of the universe, I wish you peace. See you in the gap.